A lesson in respect. Even before college, other lessons came my way. One of the most important was that to be great or really do good in the world, I needed to understand the world beyond myself. When I was 16 years old, Bruce Carl, the director of Youth Leadership St. Louis, took me and a few other students to spend the night in a homeless shelter downtown. Bruce was a former basketball player with a lithe build, a shock of dark hair, and bright eyes. He bounded through life with the happy energy of a man who had good news to share. As director of the city's youth leadership program, he encouraged us to question authority and to serve. He was one of the first men to teach me that you could be a hero without slaying a dragon or leading a victory charge. You could make a difference in a quiet way and still have a profound impact on others. Bruce took our group to the shelter because he wanted to impress upon us that it was important to understand how our neighbors lived. In my mind, I was about to embark on a small adventure. I was 16, away from my parents on a mission into the unknown. I was curious to know what was out there. Bruce knew this. He also realized that whether we wanted to or not, we were there to learn what life was like for people who struggled every day. Before we entered the building, he looked at us and said, "I want you to listen. Learn." And so, on a winter night in a downtown church, I sipped chicken soup from a styrofoam cup, crackers floating, softening, and breaking apart as I talked with homeless men. When we bedded down for the night, it was in a room that smelled of urine and body odor on threadbare green mats laid on top of old cots. I thought about meals with my family, about holiday dinners with platter after platter of food. I thought about being warm in my own bed, in my own room, secure in the knowledge that someone nearby cared about me. I thought about the used car I'd just purchased with the money I'd earned from mowing lawns, and what a luxury that would be to some of these people. And I thought, with embarrassment, that I had seen men like these before, pushing carts along.